see it last week when we got together?
Moshiach apologizes. He has the end of the year program for his school, so he was not able to make it.
Somebody say, most of the oilim wasn't here last week, so with your permission, last time we got together very quickly. But what did we do when the oilim was here last time? We spoke about
coincidence.
What?
Coincidence. That you sing a song and
sing the Yad Hashem. That subject is, the way I say, it's awesome that subject. Taken seriously, so it opens up the whole mentality. Realization that that a person is with you. All these demands, I used to use this terminology, all the demands that the Torah makes on us. Believe in Hashem, and have the confidence in Him, and have the realization that He's with us all the time. And he has the power to do everything. All the expectations that are made of us for us, this book brings us to the realization see it with your own eyes that Hashem is with you. To see Hashem with you without any questions, it's like Hashem is making you feel lovely. You know that you have this story. Yes. You know that you're singing, you're humming this tune. Only you know. And then you see the cars running by on this tune. So as a mindman, I know it's not a coincidence. So it happens. Just it happens once a year, twice a year. So you know it's in Hashem, and that's it. But let's say it's a daily experience that you have. So daily experience, sometimes it happens a few times during the day. So it's a way of life. With Hashem is asking you that you should believe in Him and that He's with you all the time, and you see that it's not a lecture from a rav, from a mashkiach, from a shiva. It's a personal experience that you have in Hashem. You know He's there, but you know that you've heard of His name, Amos. Then you see a sign of Amos. You know that you thought of Amos, you see the sign Amos all of a sudden. That's just a common name. You thought of Amos for some reason, and there the name is. Right? The word Abba. It shows up in different places of davening. You say the word Abba. And as you say Abba, somebody says, Abba, Terba, Mo Yisrael, be Abba. You're holding the completely different part of davening you are, and you're saying the Abba. You say the word Abba, as you mouth Abba. And then there goes, Abba, Terba, Mo Yisrael, be Abba. Simultaneously, be Abba. Different part of davening completely. This happens during the day. Now, if you believe in Hashem, you need that Hashem to arrange that. You should say the word Abba. You should say it together. If you believe in Hashem, if you don't believe in Hashem, it's not going to help you. But if you believe in Hashem, so what this does is intensify, if you think about it, you have to be, of course, a thinking person. But if you think, what that means, I believe in Hashem, I believe that Hashkafah. Right. Good. What does that mean? You're saying it as well. What does that mean? You believe that Hashem is doing this. That means that Hashem arranged that you should say the word Abba when He is. That means that Hashem is with me in my life. You know, He's there. You know, you don't have to have any, proof. Somebody is standing there. You don't have to prove that He's there. You have to. He's standing there talking to you. You see Him. When Hashem does this, you know Hashem is with you. Okay.
The Rav said that it had to be that there was no Tohelet. I had a difficult time finding winking coincidences, but there were certain things that there was definitely a Tohelet that came out of something that was seemingly a coincidence.
As far as the knowledge that Hashem is with you, so of course, you know, it's even better without the Tohelet. But the things that we wanted to put in, that without the Tohelet, that the only thing Hashem is doing this for is just to smile at you. But if there's a Tohelet, it's also good. It doesn't take away.
My car got fixed. It got hit. And he was walking down the street and noticed that a bus car came and asked me for a piece of paper to write a note to the driver of the car. And I went out and found the note on my car.
Did the bus fix it?
Yeah.
It was a baguette bus. Did it give you a hard time?
Not too bad.
You saw that the bus packed the car.
The bus packed the car. I didn't know whose car it was. So okay, I just asked him, do you have a piece of paper I need to write a note for a car?
You went
house? No, in here. This is just before the Chabura. It was just before. I came in. I got a piece of paper. He gave me a piece of paper. I put it on the car. I came back in. And then he calls me afterwards. So it was my car.
I said, what I wanted to speak about tonight, just to know that this subject that we spoke about, if you take it seriously, it really should have a tremendous impact on your whole life. You know, it's like the smallest thing that's nothing. Sometimes the smallest thing has made what's insignificant. We think about that often now, this year. We're living in a world of darkness and sheker. Sometimes there's diamonds, big diamonds, and jewels, and treasure. But because it's sheker, a world of darkness and sheker, so you have to be able to, you know, recognize the diamonds. What I want to speak about tonight really is a subject that
To non-religious people, bring the Ava between them.
Last week.
Think positive.
Right. So, basically, maybe I can, in a few seconds, go over what we talked about last week. It's probably not so necessary in Al-Khabura here to talk about this opinion, because probably in Al-Khabura the people here are not going to do it anyway. So they do things that everybody does anyway, but it's not a target. We know, I don't have to tell you, if you can tell me more than you know, that living in the world, society, as well, and here in this country, that is, you know, a tremendous animosity towards religious people. And there's day and night, there's tremendous forces of brainwashing and propaganda on the media, the radio, and the television, and the newspapers. Comes bombarded, hatred, and lies, and terrible situation we're in, you know. Sometimes we get it more, you know, sometimes they open up their mouths and hear the sinner that they have. So, how to deal with it is very have to guide us, but there's one way in a private way that each of us can deal with it. So, we have a weapon, a tool to fight it, to fight them, to fight it. And that tool is, you know, smiling and being friendly. And you come in contact with the element, and you probably do it naturally anyway. I don't know if the island realizes how powerful the tool is. It brought you away, especially, you know, to a tool to fighting, you know, and the animosity they have to go out of your way, especially to be friendly, to show a smile, and to say, give a show. I can tell you from our stories that myself, my own experience of doing this, and it has a tremendous positive effect without philosophizing, without arguing, without just a sincere hello, shalom, and smile. And then there was the taxi, and obviously an individual driver, and I just want to say shalom, that's all. The driver says to me, "Yeah, but Kamoko of Israel." So I said, "You know, why did you see about me that he says it's a thing?" And I said, "I know I'm a good person, and it's a joke, but how do you know?" So he said, "Shalom." He says, "You don't hear that from people today, you know." So, but again, in our particular group here, I'm sure that some of the talking to tribal people that are in yeshiva all the time, so it's more of a necessity to think about this subject. But even yourself, that I'm sure that again, so naturally you do it anyway. And, I mean, the contact that you probably have with the chilenim is probably more, probably daily thing. Not just going to a taxi and do that. So it probably is a natural tendency to do it anyway, because you have to deal with it and work with them and see into them. But just to have a natural flow with them, you have to do it. But if you go out of your way, you know that it's a hatred and it's an animosity, and you have to do with the friendliness, not just you can deal with them, but you have in mind you're doing it, you know, to combat this as a effort to combat this terrible propaganda that brainwashing that the subject to. So, as I said, it will go much deeper tomorrow. It will go much deeper than the show. Okay, Rabbi Shai. So, the Uvda Lamaita is 3 times a day, try to go out of your way to show the friendliness and okay, Shabrocha Matrocha. We should deserve it. Even she has the tenu that he should bring the big R and he shouldn't have to be stupid. I think the MS is speaking there.